What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Which brings us to TJ Watt. Mike Florio reporting the sides are nowhere close. Adam Schefter saying other teams interested in Watt, wondering what it would take to get him. But he added that the Steelers, quote, have been adamant they want T.J. Watt to finish his career in Pittsburgh. And what I always say to that, Bob, is, yeah, they'll be adamant about it until they think T.J. can't play anymore, and then they'll get rid of him, which I don't blame them for. It's a business. But the same way with Polamalu and Hines Ward and even Ben were all pushed out before their time, which is another way of saying the Steelers were perfectly willing to let those guys go play for other teams.
Yeah.
Right? So that one helmet thing only goes so far and is really more up to the player than the team. But aside from that, that's a topic for another year down the road. This is interesting. If this were just, you know, the back and forth of a contract, we maybe lowball you a little bit, you highball us, we come somewhere in between. TJ's already been through it once. He knows the deal. That peace sign that he gave right at the beginning of all of this on Instagram was quite telling to me, or at least still stands out to me.
And it's
that
still
this,
there.
This was not good from the beginning. It would seem, and I don't have the hard and fast information here, but what Florio's saying certainly rings true, that he must have been, I'm guessing, insulted by their contract offer. Do you agree with that, and how do you think this resolves itself?
Well, first of all, I think T.J. Watt hasn't said anything. The one-piece sign is all we have. We haven't seen him since. He hasn't said anything since.
Yep.
Would he go so far if he gets really agitated to do what Garrett did in Cleveland and request a trade publicly or tell them he wants to be traded?
Maybe.
And again,
is that
part of the negotiations that – could be, you know, in there as well if things don't move in that direction. Again, I think we need to keep in mind that the last time we went through this, and he was a younger player who still had more very productive years ahead of him. In fact, won a defensive player of the year after he signed, but it went all the way until the beginning of September. Now, he did show up for certain things, which so far has not happened. So maybe he's digging in harder this time because he knows.
This feels different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But would he go that far?
And it's also interesting to me that other teams are inquiring. I have never, not for one second, believed what some on the station and some nationally believe, that he wouldn't bring back a first-round pick. That seems ludicrous to me. I think you could get a bidding war going on for T.J. Watt. You could make an argument he's the best defensive player in football right now. He had Defensive Player of the Year clinched last year until he faded at the end of the year, maybe in part or large part due to injury. It's not like he's 36 years old. The best player defensively maybe in football could be on the open market, on the trade market, and you're not getting a first-round pick, that seems ludicrous to me, Bob. I think that's where you would start for T.J. Watt.
Absolutely. But I look at all these negotiations. You see the one with Trey Hendrickson has been so bad back and forth.
Yeah.
And that's become public with them. I still believe, Joe, this is just part of the process. I do not believe that they're going to move him. I think they're going to sign him. Omar Khan will make it somehow better financially for them in the way that he can do that with his salary cap maneuvering. But if you're gonna do what they've done defensively and then decide I'm not going to bring in T.J. Watt and sign him and move him, then these other moves to me become very less effective. You know, if you're going to do all of this and put all this money into their defense, which they seem to be doing again, as it is the number one ranked highest paid defense, and it's going to get higher once he signs, and what are you doing it for? What reason? To try to salvage something from this season? For me, T.J. Watt's a big part of that, even though the postseason numbers haven't been there.
But wouldn't it be interesting to see, because remember, despite them going all in this season, I think both of us have agreed on this point today, they've done nothing to borrow future resources. They're all in 26 at that draft here in Pittsburgh to get a quarterback and maybe a whole lot else. Wouldn't T.J. Watt, trading him, just augment that?
Yes.
And maybe bring you back, you know, a younger player. Like by the time this franchise quarterback that they are allegedly going to get becomes good, is he still going to be great?
No, I mean, you could say the same thing about Cam Hayward, you know, or any guy who's up there in age.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But I think if you're trying to win something this year, and all indications are they're trying to make a play for this season, then you want to have T.J. Watt as part of it. I understand what he would bring and what it would do to next year in terms of making them even more in a position of being aggressive at the draft and in free agency and whatever else they want to do. It would open up a lot of money.
Is he going to be
I just don't think they're going to not go on without him. My gut tells me that too,
because they also have the money, because they're
right.
They still have a ton of cap space, or at least certainly enough to get him signed to a pretty lucrative deal. It just makes sense that he's still going to be here. But I'm not sure that that's the best move, because I also think TJ, in some ways like Minka, has sacrificed his body to the cause as well. He has some great football left in him, I'm convinced of that, but his greatest football, his prime as a football player, I think has passed, don't you? Isn't that the case of anybody who's going to be, what, 31 years
especially
old?
Especially if it goes 4 years from now. If you're talking about next year and the year after, yeah, I think he has some really good football left in him. But as he gets older, it's just natural to think this way, that you're not going to be as productive. Therefore, we don't want to back end this and pay you a whole bunch of money later. It's better to do it as soon as you can do it, because they have the room to do it right now.
Yeah. He turns 31 in October. I would say that about any player in NFL history, that probably their longest stretches of great football are behind them. So,
now, Cam Hayward has been a different story. He's played at a very good level and a consistently
for
good
sure.
level for the last 4 or 5 years in his 30s.
For sure. Yeah, there's exceptions to that rule. But I would say when you also look at the fact that TJ was banged up last year and ineffective down the stretch, missed the playoffs the year before because he was injured, I just wonder if it's a sound investment to pay him giant money up through what, age 35? And here's the other key point. This is like Malkin around 2019 in that area, 18. And I'm glad they kept him. I argued to keep Malkin at the time, but I also agree with the logic that if you were ever going to trade him and get maximum return, there's a deadline for that. And I think right around now, when TJ's about to turn 31, if you're ever a king's ransom in return for him, now would be the last time that you're ever going to get that. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think if you're going to, I would have thought the last time they could, if they wanted to do, but they were in no position to do that. They were still trying to, win with what they had. Now it's a even bigger situation. If you're going to get something for him, this would be the time to do it. But I really don't think they're thinking that way with him specific. I think there was something else going on in the Minka situation. Not sure what. I don't know that exists with TJ Watt. I just think it's simply a case where he wants to fancy himself as the number one highest paid player in the NFL. And that lasts for about 2 seconds and someone else comes along. We see it all the time. So I don't know what's driving this from him. I don't. Because I think they'd be more than willing to talk about a fair contract with him. But what is fair as it moves forward, Joe? What is it? Is it Micah Parsons' number? Is he shooting
for
that?
Not for me, no.
Is he looking at this and saying, I'm going to wait and see what these guys get?
I don't want to pay TJ
Watt. Because it's helped me to wait for Max Crosby. I waited for him, and look what happened. The market went up. Garrett all of a sudden demands a trade. He gets everything he wanted. Now, if TJ waits even longer, you may see a deal for Parsons and Hendrickson first and second, and then what?
You might see Parsons at $42 million
Maybe
a year.
That's what she's waiting for.
I don't think that's wise moving forward. I don't.
Especially if he wants to stay here.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Thunderstorms today and a high of Michael Pruitt. How did you pronounce his
Michael.
Name in the end?
Michael Pruitt. Remember Michael Pruitt?
Yeah, one of the tight ends. Yeah.
Of course I remember him, Limits. He was just here last year.
Maybe a high of Jesse James.
81 degrees. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Bob, you know who's on deck here? The Batconian Mongoose.
The Mongoose.
You know who jumped over the Mongoose to have the winning tip in a playoff in a pickup game in Shaler the other day?
Joe Starkey.
The savvy old news hound. That's who. We're going to have to get that out of the way early. And then I want to hear what the Mongoose has to say about all of this, because he covers the Steelers. That's next on Pomp and Joe.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.